final edition of Who's Gonna Win here for our football season in 2011. Jim Field, along with the rest of the gang here. This, of course, is our playoff edition.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Now, everybody hopes they can win a game tonight. That's the whole purpose of playing in the playoffs. Well, we have our regular sponsors with us again tonight, the Nishna Valley Credit Union and also Ag Business Associates. We will get going with all of our playoff picks coming up for you in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Let's get after our playoff edition of Who's Gonna Win here this evening. I'm Jim Field, joined here by Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, not necessarily in that order, at least for the standings anyway. Let's take a look at what we did last week here on our program. Last week we did... Well, we made a mess of things, kind of. Doug and I reached 4-4, so that's, you know, that's a sister kisser.
I've been worse.
Not that much fun. Matt was 5-3. Chris went 6-2, so, I mean, competition. What competition? It's all over. We're too far behind. None of us can catch him now. Chris is in first place after last week's action. And here's how we did it last week, or didn't do it in some cases. It was Murray defeating Cam 36-28. We all lost that game. We all picked Cam to win at home. Also, Fremont Mills. well, no, Fremont Mills did not. The Meyer kid beat East Mills 80-49.
Wow.
What do you have?
500 yards.
501
rushing.
Yards, yeah.
And 10 touchdowns. Yeah. On how many carries? 28 carries?
Yeah. Didn't play the last 9 minutes of the game.
Yeah. He ran for over a quarter of a mile, for those of you who are interested. I mean, it's just, it's crazy stuff.
I think Coach Parks called that. Yeah. I think you did, didn't you?
He finally saw what he could do when he played a whole game, because he only had like 859 yards the rest of the season, but he was out in the second quarter of most of those games, so...
Talk about playing catch-up. Well, anyway, Fremont Mills won the game, and that was a winner for Doug and for Chris last week. They each picked Fremont Mills. AHST, a little surprise at home over Bedford last week, 41-34. At least it surprised the four of us. We all took Bedford, so we all took a loss. Tri-Center beat Underwood in a close one, 33-29. That game had huge implications for the playoffs because Griswold might have even been back in the mix had Underwood come up with the upset there. But Tri-Center wins it, and that was a winner for three of us. Doug went on the limb with Underwood, a pretty good limb pick, actually. Not so good a limb pick on the next one, though. St. Albert beat Logan Magnolia, 35-19. Doug tried to sneak one away from us there. That didn't happen. Clarinda beat Shenandoah, 45-6. We all won that game. Creston beat Harlan, 42-20. At Merrill Field. That's two spankings at home this year. One by Carroll, one by Creston. You don't see that very often. I took Harlan on a limb pick there at home, and that one broke for me. Also, Atlantic beat Red Oak 55-12. No big surprise there. We all took Atlantic. We all got the win. So for the season now, it's Chris in first place, and he's already secured the coveted Hoosman Trophy.
That's me polishing up the trophy there.
Wow. Working on that for 2 days
now? I've been improving, getting better each year. No, so finally the outright championship this year. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Breath mint yourself. Next. Eventually you get to
breath mint next
boot it
time.
Off.
57-15 is old cocky Chris's spot right now at
finally
the top of the pile. Yeah, that's true. 47-25 is Matt. He's in second place, 10 games back. And then Doug and I are bringing up the bottom here. It's 44-28 for me, 43-29 for Doug. So I guess the competition's between the three of us. Well, Chris, would you please leave the room?
Okay.
So that's how we do it. Well, this is the first night of the playoffs, as you now well know, and a lot of teams are heading in. We got some of the games, not all of them, from around the area. So let's take a look at what we have here on our list this week. We're going to start with an eight-man game here tonight as Cam has to do it again on the road for the second straight year. Last year, Cam had to go on the road to Moravia as a four seed, playing a one seed. And they did what doesn't happen very often. They pulled the upset of 4-1 last year. This year, Cam's a three seed going on the road to play Moravia once again, a two seed. They know the route. I mean, they understand the team. They know what's going on. Chris, what's going to happen at the end of the day?
Well, a little bit more milder this time around, but I think they're going to pull the upset again. This is a good Cam team with a lot of good young talent. You know, that was a tough game the other night against Murray for them. They would have liked to have won that one, obviously, but, you know, a few mistakes here and there, and they really could have won that game. They had their opportunities, that's for sure. And I think they've got a pretty good ball club, and I think the distinct advantage looking at these two teams is Cam's competition is, I think, miles ahead of what Moravia's had to play all season long. That district isn't very tough, and they haven't had much of a test throughout the year, and maybe that's what hurt them last year against the Cougars. So I think Cam's got the talent and has faced that tougher competition. I think they go on the road and win.
Okay. One for the Cougars. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, I'll have to agree with Chris on that point that the schedule's there for Cam and the fact that, you know, that they've had the experience. You know, the one thing, though, that kind of watch out for is that Moravia, knowing that they're a one seed last year, being upset, they're going to be out for big-time revenge this year and make sure things make sure they can take care of business. But I think, you know, Cam's a pretty solid ball club. They're aware of that as well. They know they may have let one slide away last week, so they've got something to prove as well and trying to make a run here in the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the Cougars.
Okay. Cam kind of struggled a little bit finishing off a few drives last week. But, yeah, they have the players to do what they need to do. And I like their athleticism, quite frankly. They're not as big a team as they were last year. They lost a couple of big bodies from last year's club, but they make up for that with a lot of athleticism. If they can just finish off drives and not get themselves into panic mode, their passing offense is better when they're passing as a regular part of the offense instead of trying to pass automatically on third and long. I mean, those are pretty obvious things. They have a lot more success when they just continue to go with the flow. So I like Cam on the road in this one. I think they'll get an early lead this time. I don't think they're going to have to rally back. I hope they get an early lead this time around. And I like them to win on the road and come back this direction again for the second round. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I think we'll make it a sweep. I'm going to take Cam, too. You know, Moravia's got a pretty potent offense. They have a back that's rushed for 1,600 yards, and they've got a quarterback that's thrown for over 1,000, so they can move the ball down the field. The thing I want Cam, you know, need to kind of watch out for is that running back will get some passes, too. He's got seven receiving touchdowns, too, out of the backfield. So, but I think it's a long drive, a lot of seat time, but hopefully Cam will pick up victory.
It is. Of course, there's a little incentive there for Cam, too. One of those losses during the year was to Adair Casey, and it was a pretty tough one at home. You and I, Chris, watched that ball game. It was not an impressive night for Cam, and I know they'd love to get another shot at Adair Casey, and if both Cam and Adair Casey would win, then the matchup, the rematch, would be coming up on Monday night over at the Adair Casey football complex. So I know that's one that Cam would like to have back. So very good. We all like Cam across the board here in Game 1. Game 2, Earlham is on the road at AHST in a Class A football game. Not real impressive records here with these two ball clubs, Matt, but AHST with a pretty impressive win last week. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. They picked up a surprise win last week over Bedford, what we thought was a pretty tough Bedford ball club out there, and they seem to be getting things going here as the season's gone along. Earlham, you know, coming out of their district over there, same type of thing. Both these teams did enough to survive through their district and had struggles throughout the season. But I'm going to go with the home team. I'll go with the area team, HST. Like I said, they've kind of got things going. They've earned a home playoff spot here. And so I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with you. Because quite frankly, AHST, that's a pretty impressive win last week. Bedford has the ability, anytime you have Cody Morris in the backfield, they have the ability to run up some big numbers on teams. And they can really pound you hard. And AHST to come away, I don't think a lot of people really gave, I know the four of us didn't, I don't think a lot of people gave them a lot of opportunity to win that game last week, and they did. And they worked very hard to get that home field advantage for that first round of the playoffs. They were playing for home field. You'd hate to turn around and then squander it that first time out. So I like the Vikings to keep moving forward here and keep pounding away and pick up another win at home. Doug?
Well, you know, these two teams played earlier in the year with Earlham picking up the win by a touchdown, kind of a low-scoring game. But that was at the beginning of the year, and I think AHST was struggling a little bit, and I think that they're going to turn around tonight, and they're going to emerge victorious.
Okay. Of course, that was also at Earlham, too. It's nice to get a rematch like that, but get it on your home field. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, that was a nice tight ball game earlier in the year. The running back for Earlham, Zach Rice, had over 100 yards in that game, but Jake Larson was kind of held in check a little bit for AHST in that game, but that was still when AHST was in that quarterback transition, too. They played both back quarterbacks in that game, in Bryant and Bauerkemper, and they've kind of been settled in with Bryant and really run their offense well. So, yeah, at home, I'm going to make it a sweep here. I'm going to take them, too.
Okay. Well, pretty boring here for the first two games. Everybody likes Cam. Everybody likes AHST. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more Who's Going to Win right after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. Let's move on to game three here in our list. Martinsdale St. Mary's is at Exira EHK in a Class A first-round matchup tonight. That's actually a 1-4. Exira EHK winning their district with a 7-1 record. Martinsdale St. Mary's gets in with a 4-5 record as the 4 seed. And like the last game we just talked about, this is also a rematch from early season. Exira EHK was looking at Martinsdale St. Mary's as being a pretty tough ball club. Went over there and beat them in a pretty tough game, just 14-12, the final. But here you've got a 1 seed against a 4 seed, so you never know what you're going to come up with. I just think the two teams are going in different directions at this point in the year. Exira EHK worked through some injuries early in the season. They worked through a few position changes early in the season. They're really playing pretty well right now, I think, quite frankly, and I think this is a team locally that could make one of the deeper runs into the playoffs if things go well for them in Class A. So I like the Spartans. I'm taking Sparty on the road. Doug, what do you like?
Spartans.
Or at home, rather. I'm sorry, not on the road. They're at home. That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Spartans?
Well, they're 7-1, and St. Mary's is 4-5, and there you go.
Well, let's hope these Spartans don't have to rely on a Hail Mary pass that gets overturned on review to win a football game, huh? Chris, what do you think?
If they win that way, I think they'll take it. But, this could be another one of those interesting rematches, like you said. And two teams do it kind of differently, too. Martinsdale St. Mary's likes to put it in the air a little bit more. They were pretty efficient against the Spartans the first time around, 20-27, their quarterback through the air, and had over 250 yards passing. But Exira EHK, they like to keep it on the ground. They've got multiple guys that they can hand the ball off to with the Peppers kid, Trey Sander, and Spencer Smith, the quarterback, can do it too. So I like their balance, and I'm going to take the Spartans here at home as well.
Okay, that's three. Is it another sweep coming up here, Matt?
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it another sweep. Exira EHK, even though they kind of squeaked by that first time around, I think it was a botched field goal or something like that, that Martinsdale had an opportunity or an offsides call that backed him up, and they missed the field goal. But like you said, Jim, these teams have gone in opposite directions. That was early in the season. Exira HK was still feeling out some of those young players, and they've really improved a lot as the season's gone on and matured, and so I think they're going to be ready to go and hit a good run here in the playoffs.
Okay, well, we continue our bland pick'em show here this week. Another four-person sweep across the board. Everybody likes Exira EHK to win at home, and we'll have some coverage of that ball game for you tonight as well. Don't forget, we'll be live up in Canada tonight with the Boyden Hall Rock Valley versus Atlantic game. Chris and I are, well, You know, we're deep into Arctic territory here tonight for this one. But during the course of our broadcast, Brett is going to be stationed up at Exira for the Exira EHK Martinsdale St. Mary's game. He'll get us some updates on that as the night goes along. Next game is a Class 1A game, and this is a 1 versus 4 seed matchup. And the reason I guess I threw this on is because I've been hearing a lot of discussion this year about the District 8 is widely believed to be one of the toughest 1A districts, possibly one of the toughest districts overall in the state, in this area, here with St. Albert and Logan Magnolia and Tri-Center and Griswold and Underwood and all these other Katrainer. But there's been some talk this year the District 7's been playing really well, and maybe they're kind of starting to make up some of the difference. Maybe some of these teams on the other side are pretty good. So, Doug, I decided to throw Tri-Center, who's 6-3 and a 4 seed, against Panorama, who's 9-0 and a 1 seed from those opposing districts here on the list. How do you break this argument up?
Well, I'm gonna go with the first part of that argument. You look at the losses that Tri-Center had, as you said, St. Albert, Logan Magnolia, and then kind of a rivalry game against Trainer, which they're a decent squad this year too. And you look at Panorama's record, 9-0. I think, they've got to win. It's a home game. But I think Tri-Center does play in a tougher district, and I'm gonna go for the upset and maybe a limb pick too.
Okay, so 1 for Tri-Center. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, this is another one of those games where you maybe say 1-4, but it'll be really fun, I think. It should be a close one. Panorama is a team that likes to keep it on the ground as well, so I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm just going to go the edge with the home team. I think, like you said, they have played some tougher teams maybe than years past in that district, so I think Panorama's got a pretty good run going on here, and they haven't been nobody's scored a lot of points on them either, so I think I'll take Panorama here.
Okay, that's one of each. Matt?
Well, yeah, it is the 1-4 matchup here. Tri-Center, they've ran the gauntlet of that district, but I still think at the end of the day, majority of your district champions are there for a reason. That they've obviously done something right throughout the season. They also have a lot of confidence as you've gone through that perfect record there. So I'm going to go with the home team, Panorama, tonight.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave Doug out on a limb, although I don't think that's a terrible limb pick, quite frankly. It just depends on that ground game versus that tough defense. Panorama's been playing a real good aggressive defense this year, and as Chris mentioned, they haven't given up a lot of points to their opponents. And, if you don't give up points, you don't lose. It's that simple. At home, I like Panorama with the they've got the momentum, I guess, heading into the playoffs right now. So, and Tri-Center struggled last week. They would have been out if they had lost last week. So they were able to get themselves in. I'm going to take Panorama at home, and we'll see what happens. I could see that going either way, quite frankly, with a couple of things going right. Let's move forward. Here's another 1-4 matchup I threw in here tonight. We've got Spencer from up there in Northwest Iowa with a 4-6 record overall on the season into the playoffs against Creston. We're very familiar with them, 8-1 on the season. How impressive, Chris, is that 8-1?
I guess, if you look at it from the outside and folks would analyze it, I think that they would say that, maybe not as impressive as it looks on paper, but because this district's been very competitive here this year and all those teams seem to be really, really close in talent level. But the fact that Creston's been able to go through it and get those wins when they needed them and to get the big win on the road last week at Harlan and kind of get over that hump and win the district championship, I think that gives them all the confidence in the world. And Spencer, I think, will keep it interesting for a while because I think they do play in a tough district. But I think Creston, with that confidence at home and the talent they have, I think they'll take it.
Okay, that's one for Creston. Matt?
It'll be interesting here for Creston as they make their run into the playoffs here. To see how well they are prepared for each game. I think that was one benefit that they had throughout the season was their ability to prepare for their big games. They seem like, the week before one of their big matchups, they would have kind of one of the lesser teams in the district, and so they kind of had like a 2-week run to prepare for the big game and kind of worked through some of those other ball games there as they were going out and scouting some of the teams, 2-3 weeks in advance. So that'll be interesting as you don't have that turnaround time as you enter the playoffs. But, it's a long trip for Spencer. Creston, they really are on a roll right now, and I like the way they play. They've got all their athletes in the right positions out there. So I'm going to go with the Creston.
You know how long a drive it is from Spencer to Creston?
No.
I don't want to find out.
It's got to be 4 hours. About as far as from Atlantic to Rockford. Valley.
Yeah. Well, they actually have probably a worse drive, yeah, but probably. I think they're going to have to stop for gas somewhere along the way. That's a tough one to have to do all. I mean, that really is difficult. Although, you know, hey, it's playoffs. I mean, you're not just driving 20 miles down the road to a neighboring town. You know you're in the playoffs when you're getting on the bus middle of the afternoon to make a long drive. So, I like Creston in this one, I think. You got Creston, you got Harlan, you got Carroll, you got Atlantic all making the playoffs from this district. And if you throw Lewis Central in the mix, too, as the fifth team, the odd man out, and you could even make a case for winner sets on some nights. You know, any one of those teams could have been anywhere from first through fifth or sixth in the district this year. Atlanta could have won that district if they'd have had a few things happen their way. And so I'm sure so could Harlan, so could Carroll, but... You know, I think the district's pretty good. I think Creston's been pretty well prepared for a good playoff run. They play a tough brand of football, and I think Coach has them all ready to go tonight against Spencer. So I like them at home. Doug?
Well, you know, we'll see after tonight. I mean, is the whole conference tough and the teams are good, or is the conference down a little bit, and is that letting everybody be fairly equal? You know, I mean, I know Harlan is certainly not the team that they've been in the past, and, you know, they're usually in a whole different level. And so I agree with that sentiment, Jim, that Atlantic, I mean, if talent-wise, skill position-wise, I think, you know, they're one of the best in the district. But Spencer's conference, I mean, they're 4-6, you know, and they come from a very tradition-rich district up there, too. A lot of good teams, you know, they played Lamar's and you know, MOC Floyd Valley and those other teams, Helan. I'm going to take Creston at home. The Panthers are probably going to be too tough for them.
Okay, that's four across the board for Creston. Let's move on. Same district matchups there. We got 1-2. MOC Floyd Valley on the road at Carroll here in this one. And is it Matt's turn to go first?
Yeah. Carroll finally last week was able to put some big numbers up on the board there. And had a nice complete game there. They kind of the previous 3 weeks had really struggled, and kind of hit a stretch there. So that was a good game for them to kind of get back on their feet and get prepared for the playoff run here. And so I'm gonna go with the Carroll Tigers here at home. I think they've got a decent team here, and you know, we'll be able to pick up this first round win.
Okay, I'm going to go with Carroll also. I think they're going to score enough points to win this ball game tonight. There's quite a drop-off in that other district between first and second, and then you drop all the way down to there's a three-game difference. You go from 8-1 to 5-4 overall records for the second and third-place teams in the district, so I'm not too certain. I know what Carroll can do offensively, so I'm going to go with that at home. Doug?
Yeah, I think Carroll's has got their swagger back, I think. And, you know, they're playing at home. I'm going to take the Carroll Tigers.
Okay. Chris, is it unanimous?
I'm going to make it unanimous, but I'm really iffy about this one. MOC Floyd Valley is a kind of a run-heavy team, and we talked about how they play in a tough district, and just the kind of the struggles towards the end of the year make you wonder about Carroll. Obviously, last week was a better week, but Glenwood's in no competition at this point in the season. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back at home and what's going to be a tougher game for them, but I think they'll win at home.
You know, I mean, Atlantic, if Atlantic could pull off the upset tonight, they will play on the road against either MLC Floyd Valley or Carroll in the next round. That would be don't make me go back up to Northwest Iowa again next Monday. All right? Leave it at that. We need to take a short time out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back on who's going to win, two games to take a look at, yet a couple of 3A games. It's Harlan and Helan. We thought this was going to be a great regular season matchup, but that kind of disappeared in the pre-conference or the pre-district schedule. Harlan 6-3, a number 3 seed, having to go on the road, and they've not had a lot of luck at home so far this year, losing two big games to Carroll and Creston by lopsided scores, including one last week. You know, Helan's, you know, without the services, their star running back, but still, I think at home, Helan's going to be able to take care of business here, and I think they'll have enough athletes to cover that Harlan passing attack. I like Helan at home in this one. Doug?
Who was it that signed that Helan running back? Was that Iowa State? No. No, it wasn't. Anyway, just an aside there, bitter Cyclone wow. fan.
But so can you get rid of it, though, after the injury? I mean, Malloy was out a few games for the suspension. Then he comes back, and like the third play back, he tears up his knee. You know,
it's karma.
Yeah.
It's karma.
Was he signed anything?
I don't know, but, you know, Helan...
citation.
Helan's one of those teams, I think, if you can stack up that the running game, you have a chance to compete with them. They've got a quarterback who's got 10 passing TDs, but he's thrown 11 interceptions. And so, you know, they're going to concentrate on stopping the run. I think Harlan will. And, you know, Harlan's had a really poor year this year by their standards. And for some reason, I think they're going to pull out the victory this time. I hope Helan wins. Well, I shouldn't say that, but, I wouldn't be surprised if Helan wins. But I think Harlan is going to pick up the upset tonight.
He must have played for Atlantic back in the day.
Maybe.
At least he doesn't harbor any grudges.
No.
Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, I that was one stat that I wrote down, too, that kind of jumps out at you a little bit, the interception-to-touchdown ratio, throwing the football. And maybe that's something that speaks to the district, too. I don't know if, you know, if there's talented defenses, talented secondaries out there either. But the thing I wrote down next to Helan was very balanced. They run the ball, and they've got a lot of guys that can do it. It looked like they had three guys that had a lot of rushing yards on the season, whereas Harlan's relying – you know, pretty much solely on Osborne to kind of get it done for him through the air. So I think Helan with that balance and the ability to have a lot of guys out there running the ball, I think they'll win.
Okay. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I think, like you said, they're balanced there, Helan Catholic. But the one thing we've seen throughout the season is that Harlan's defense just isn't up to snuff like it has been in the past. You know, their two losses, the teams put up 40 points. Atlantic was able to put up 38 points there. You know, with that said, you know, I'm going to go with Bishop Helan, Catholic at home there. And it is. It's just a matter of putting a little stop on Osborne. And I think Creston was able to do it last week, roughing him up a little bit. And like I said, they do have the athletes that can match up with Harlan pretty well.
Okay, that's three for Helan, and Doug's on the limb with Harlan. I had a limb with Harlan last week. That didn't work out so well for me. Best of luck to you. Let's go to the last game that we have on the sheet this week. That's Atlantic on the road at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. We left on Monday and playing on Wednesday, huh? It's a long drive up there. Doug, what happens with that long drive?
Going by covered wagon, it would take that long, wouldn't it? I don't know. This is same we're talking about earlier. The two districts and you know, it's like a kind of a Big Ten, Big 12 argument. I mean, you know, who plays in a tougher conference? You know, if Iowa State played in the Big Ten, would they be, you know, having the same record as Iowa? Possibly.
He's just pulling them all out.
Wake him up.
Is he
up.
Using
Somebody
his
wake
show?
Him up.
His show.
This is Cyclone promotion here. Show. Yeah.
This,
yeah. But you know, Boyden Hall's got a nice record, undefeated in this district. They've got three running backs. One's got 700 yards, one's got about 600, and one's got 500. So, you know, they're a good rushing team. They spread it around. But, you know, Atlantic has shown a pretty good defense. They like to hit, I think, and like to get physical in there. And we'll see what happens. It's a long road trip, but I'm going to take Atlantic for the upset.
Okay. That's one for the Trojans on the road. Chris?
Well, I'm going to buy into the scenario and talk myself into this one, too. I think this is it sets up just almost perfectly, you know, for a team that wants to pull off an upset on a long road trip against a tough team. Boyden Hall's ranked second in the state, so by no means are they going to be an easy team to beat. But, you know, the way things played out at the end of the year where it looked like Atlantic was kind of dead to rights and didn't have that chance to get in, the way things fell for them last week, you know, they have to just be – tickled to be in the playoffs and are excited about it. So I think that sets up well for a team that, you know, didn't always capitalize on all the talent they had on the field throughout the year. So I think they do that now, and I'm going to go ahead and take the upset, too. I'll take the Trojans here and see if they can pull one off.
All right, that's two. Matt?
Well, I'm going to go with the Trojans on the road. You know, they have come on here at the end of the season. The tough thing will be able to stop the quarterback for Boyd and Whole Rock Valley there. He seems to handle the ball pretty well. Like I said, he's one of the leading rushers on the team. And then also, you know, of course, with his passing game, they don't do too much of it, but when they do, it's very effective. I think they kind of play a little bit similar type ball as Carroll tried to play out there, and we seem to do well stopping that option. Our defense kind of set up for that, so I think that's what's going to play in our hands tonight, and we'll see how things come out.
Okay, that's three. Yeah, it's the same as you guys. Atlantic finally finds a team that they match up pretty well with size-wise. Oddly enough, you'd think number two ranked team in the state's probably a bunch of big hogs on the line. They're not. They do have a 290-pound kid. Like another kid about 215 and a linebacker and the center who's 200. But other than that, they're all a bunch of 170, 180-pound kids. They're good athletes. They're not track runners. They're quick, but they're not fast. But they're strong, and they're real aggressive. They just never stop playing. So, you know, it'll be a tough task for Atlantic. The Trojans need a lot of things to go right. At the risk of sounding like Lee Corso, I'm going to go with Boyd and Hall Rock Valley. To lose. Trojans win.
Oh, the switcheroo.
The switcheroo. So we got a sweep. Everybody's optimistic. Atlantic will make that road trip pay off here tonight. Guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Good season. Been a lot of fun. More fun for Chris than it was for the rest of us, but a lot of fun this year. Appreciate it a lot. Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, Doug Leonard, I'm Jim Field. Stick around. Atlantic at Boyd and Hall Rock Valley comes your way in just a moment here on KJAN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.